99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock time for the Joy Business Report. Coming up in our headlines, Institute of Climate and Environmental Governance challenges Electricity Company of Ghana's request for 225% in distribution service charge, arguing it is unjustifiable. Also in this bulletin, Gold Board to commence local gold refinery as part of broader expansion strategy in October 2025. Plus, some commercial banks hopeful current pressures on CD could normalize soon as liquidity improves and other regulatory measures take shape. We have details of this and more coming your way all in a moment. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. The Institute of Climate and Environmental Governance has expressed concern about the Electricity Company of Ghana's proposal to increase its distribution service charge by 225% for 2025 to 2029 regulatory period. According to the energy think tank, although it believes in a reasonable upward adjustment to recover operational costs, the proposal to increase the tariff is clearly against the principles of fairness, accountability, and sustainability. Speaking to Joy Business, policy lead, climate finance, and energy transition, Kwesi Yemua Abedu said ECG's failure to address the underlying causes if its inefficiencies should not be the expense of the ordinary Ghanaian.
ECG as a company should have made a whole lot of gains or from the revenue that they have rigged in because of the exchange rate dynamics. But however, we are being told that because of depreciating Cedi and then inflation and other factors, they are considering an upward adjustment. We are definitely not against the upward adjustment. But what we are saying is that the 225% they are seeking for the major tariff review years is so much outrageous and then should be reconsidered. And so we are pleading with the PULC to reconsider and then consider the interest of the public so that at the end of the day, fairness, equity, accountability and sustainability shall be upheld.
Climate finance and energy transition, Kwesi Yamua Abedu there. Still on tariffs, the Ministry of Energy and Green Transition has appealed to the public to remain calm amidst the proposal of a 225% tariff increase by ECG. Speaking of the sidelines of the launch of the Ghana Energy Awards, Deputy Energy Minister Richard Jan Mensah explained that the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission remains the final body empowered to set the tariffs.
That is a proposal from ECG. ECG doesn't set tariff. Tariff is set by the PURC. So as part of the stakeholder engagement, ECG as a stakeholder have also come up with their proposal. So it doesn't necessarily mean that is what we are going with. So I would just want to take this opportunity to address the public that they should just discount that it is a stakeholder and everybody has the opportunity to also air their views. So ECG has aired their views, but that is not what PURC would work with. It's PURC which sets tariff. And we know, as part of the IMF conditionalities, Ghana, we do a quarterly adjustment. And then in September, October, we do the MITO, the major tariff adjustment, which currently is getting closer. So that is why the PRC is engaging all sector players.
Deputy Energy Minister Richard Jan Mensah, and we sincerely apologize for that poor quality of sound there. Now, the chief executive of the Ghana Gold Board, Sami Jimfi, has revealed that the board will begin local processing and redefining of gold from next month. This is said as part of a sweeping reforms of Ghana's gold sector. Speaking at the 2025 Minerals and Mining Convention here in Accra, Mr. Jimfi confirmed that Gold Board is partnering with the Bank of Ghana to engage domestic refineries for refining gold before export, an initiative aimed at enhancing value addition and strengthening Ghana's economy.
Let me touch on the most critical issue of value addition to Ghana's minerals wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a national shame that as a long-standing continental leader in gold production, Ghana continues to export dory, that is raw gold, instead of bullion. The Ghana Gold Board, which I lead, is determined to change this narrative as a matter of urgency. Part of the recent agenda of President Mahama, the Gold Board in conjunction with the Bank of Ghana, partnering local refineries such as the Gold Coast Refinery to begin the local refining of gold purchased and exported by the Gold Board. And this will begin next month, October 2025.
Meanwhile, Sammy Jemfi revealed that the country exported a total of 66.7 tons of gold between January and August 2025 under the government's new gold export framework from small-scale miners.
Since January up to the end of August 2025, small-scale gold exports undertaken by or through the Gold Board, working closely with the Bank of Ghana, have hit a record high of 66.7 tons with an export value of approximately $6.3 billion. What this means is that the volume and value of small-scale gold exports from January to August 2025 alone have exceeded the total small-scale gold export outing for the whole of the year 2024, that is from January to December, which stood at 63 tons with a value of about $4.6 billion.
Sammy Jemfi is the chief executive of the Ghana Gold Board. To one of our lead stories, some of the commercial banks are hopeful current pressure on the CD could normalize in the coming days, and this is based on the marginal pickup in dollar supply over the past days and other regulatory measures. More in this report.
Their optimism has been influenced by the marginal pickup in dollar supply over the past 2 weeks. The Bank of Ghana, which has been off the market in terms of dollar auctions, is now back, meeting market demands partially. The development has revived the once dormant interbank market for the commercial banks. Again, we are hearing that some of the recent measures that the Bank of Ghana introduced is impacting the market. One can talk about remittance. Another development that is helping the market is the directive by the Bank of Ghana that mining firms should now sell their dollars to the commercial banks instead of the Bank of Ghana. However, one of the commercial banks have told Joy Business that because demand has outstripped supply for a long time, what may rather happen is that the rate of depreciation will slow significantly rather than the city stabilizing firmly against the US dollar. The governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiema, on the other hand, has described the current pressure on the city as a normal blip due to excess demand and correction coming from the recent sharp appreciation against the US dollar. But he has firmly assured that things should normalize soon.
A Business Desk report. The Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, has raised concerns with the progress of work and quality of infrastructure delivered in the eastern and northern regions of Ghana. More in this report.
The projects carried out in the Yindi and Mion districts of the northern region and Isujaman and Upper Manyakorobo districts of the eastern region have been hindered by poor supervision and delays in contract payments. PIAC made its findings about the oil-funded projects known in a press statement after it carried out inspection between 22nd June to 27th June 2025. The inspection activity formed part of the committee's statutory mandate to independently monitor and evaluate the management and use of petroleum revenues as provided under the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 2011, Act 815, as amended. In the Upper Manyakorobo district, the committee inspected the construction of a rural market project which received over 169,000 cedis from the ABFA in 2024.
A Business Desk report. Now, what is financial independence? On today's Money Lab, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, explains financial independence. Take a listen.
Hi, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Kofi Mante, the Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing financial independence. Today, I want to drill down a bit on the definition of financial independence. Financial independence simply means getting to that stage in life where, with or without salary, you can live your desired lifestyle. So if you need 10,000 cedis, example, for your desired lifestyle, it means you're going to need 120,000 cedis within the year. But watch it, if you have investment of 1 million Ghana cedis, and you can get an average interest of 18%. That will give you 180,000 a year. If you divide that by 12, that is 15,000 cedis every month. So you need 10,000 for your desired lifestyle. Your investment generates 15,000 every month. At this stage, we can say you are financially independent. Remember, financial independence begins with two important beliefs. Belief number one is that my financial future is going to be better than the present. Belief number two is that I have the power to make financial independence a reality. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab.
Do well to catch us same time tomorrow for the next episode. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know the emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do enjoy the rest of our programs. Ignition is next. Enjoy.